Want the edge? You need the edge, bro? Well, we've got it with our guy Nick Alberger from Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet.ca. Our Sportsnet fantasy expert is with us this afternoon. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Pat, I can safely say I've never come into an interview with the song Hit 'Em Up Style by Blue Cantrell. I'm loving it. How are you?
Very good. I don't want to crush you. That's Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve.
Oh, you're right. I was trying to think.
I'm gonna get Hit Me Up Style by Blue Cantrell by the end of the end of the hit, though. Don't worry. Don't you worry. And then you can hear the difference. They're both like the, you know, I'm just gonna get it right now. You might as well. The show's been off the rails all day today anyway, so we might as well just do it right now. You'll see the subtle differences as soon as the YouTube ad that is on my screen finishes playing. So here we go. This is slightly different.
While he was scheming. Okay. Yeah, no, it's way different. Good thing I do fantasy hockey, not music, eh?
Subtly different, but both very good songs and both from the same time. Good to have you on, buddy, as per usual. Let's get into it. Hey, fantasy hockey playoffs are underway. How much do fantasy owners in the playoffs right now have to be wary of the whole new buzzword in sports, and that is load management?
Yeah, thanks Kawhi Leonard for that. But certainly I think if you're still in your fantasy playoffs, it's great and a positive development. But if you own Washington Capitals, you're in trouble right now as we see some of the news come on the wire that Evgeny Kuznetsov and Ilya Samsonov, among others, won't dress tonight. They were late for a meeting or something like that, which I think is just code for load management. John Carlson's missed a couple games. Alex Ovechkin's missed the past week or so. So I think in terms of, you know, targets on the waiver market, you have to look at teams that are still involved in some type of conversation. Nashville, Dallas, Arizona, St. Louis stick out to me because I would be really, really worried knowing that there's only six teams left to clinch a playoff spot of the 16. And I think especially in a condensed season, Pat, like teams want to be fresh for the playoffs. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see a lot of it down the stretch here.
Okay. And that is definitely something to keep an eye on. You've got some injury replacements if all of a sudden your wingers are starting to drop.
Well, that's it. We talked a bit about Nikolaj Ehlers last week. Max Pacioretty, I would throw to that conversation as well. I should add, it's great to see Tyler Seguin making his highly anticipated season debut tonight for the Dallas Stars. But I think you look at Winnipeg. They got to get going eventually, in my opinion. I think Paul Stastny is a guy I would look at right now. External options, there's plenty of them. I talked about Nashville. Michael Granlund, 7 points in the last six games. Nick Foligno, 4 assists in 4 games as a Maple Leaf. Casey Mittelstadt quietly is on a 5-game point streak for Buffalo, 6 total points in that stretch. And Kasperi Kapanen here in a 4-point week, or a 4-game week, I should say, for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So lucky for all, there are a plethora of wingers I think you can look at right now, especially when you're in a mentality where you got to get as much as out of your players as possible because it's all about winning right now.
With Nick Alberga, our Sportsnet fantasy analyst, who joins us every Monday to get you set for the week ahead in fantasy hockey. You're on the rookie watch, my friend.
Yeah, I just want to talk about a couple guys. I think I would add Cole Caulfield this week. He's got a goal in 4 games. Granted, he's playing Toronto 3 times this week, but I think Toronto's going to be rather lax. Of course, they've clinched the playoff spot. At this point, they've pretty much clinched the North Division. And I like what I've seen from Caulfield. Just 1 goal in 4 games, playing with Toffoli and Suzuki, and I think he already has to be the front runner for the Calder Trophy next season. So I would take a flyer on him. I would contemplate taking a flyer on Trevor Zegras, who is back as the goal and 2 helpers in 3 games since being recalled now strictly as a center for the Anaheim Ducks. And for the time being, and I guess rest of season, I have no interest in Quinton Byfield. Last I looked on Yahoo, he had about 7% ownership. I don't know why. 0 points in 3 games. LA doesn't score goals. He's playing with Kempe and Athanasiou, who's getting power play looks. But I just don't like Los Angeles for the rest of season. Maybe next year I revisit, but I just want to talk briefly about those 3 rookies.
Yep, fair enough. And speaking of Los Angeles, you also wanted to focus in on Drew Doughty.
Yeah, certainly I think this time of year you need production everywhere, and that includes in your back end. As somebody who owned Drew Doughty in my keeper league, I jumped ship 2 points in the last 11 games, just sort of night and day from his first half where he was outstanding offensively in LA in general, was involved in the conversation to things really ramped up clearly here in the second half, and LA has really struggled. They're not scoring goals. So I think it's an easy drop. I would look at guys like Nick Leddy, Jared Spurgeon, Matthias Ekholm, and Justin Schultz if you're looking for replacements right now.
And finally, tell us about the schedule for this week. Where can we find some sweet places to exploit?
Well, it's busy, that's for sure. I still can't make sense of why we had one game on Sunday, and it was Tampa Bay and Detroit, but so be it. I even put it out, Detroit's got two games left. Vancouver's got 11. Like, and it just, that there's your answer to this season, how crazy it's been in terms of fantasy hockey. But as I mentioned off the top, a busy, busy slate this week. 57 games, 14 tonight, as we know, 14 coming up on Saturday. So I would entice everybody to go check out my article on sportsnet.ca for the list of the 24 teams. But I like Dallas this week. I talked about Tyler Seguin coming back. The only problem with Dallas and owning some of their files, it seems like everybody on that roster is day-to-day, so it's a game-time decision after game-time decision. Edmonton, I would look at Jesse Puljujärvi. He's had a bit of chemistry lately with Ryan McLeod, who's come and been recalled. And Kyler Yamamoto's been skating lately with Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. And I'd also look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, Jared McCann and Jeff Carter. Ask for teams to stay away from. I think if you have a play, you make it with the three-game teams. There's only four teams with three-game weeks, Nashville, Tampa, Toronto, Winnipeg, and I would stay completely away from Calgary, Detroit, and Florida. Just quiet two-game slates for those teams.
Good stuff as always, Nick. Nick Alberga's 20 Fantasy Thoughts is up right now at sportsnet.ca. It is the place to go to get you set, give you the edge for the week ahead in fantasy hockey. We'll do it again next week, my friend. Be well.
My pleasure, and maybe I'll request the opening song next week so I can actually get it right. Okay?
Yeah, hit me up style before we go.
Sounds good, Pat. Thanks so much for having me.